Before we get started with the podcast, I just wanted to give a big thank you. Y'all freaking humble me, Delinquent Army. Apparently you've been telling your squad to follow my pod. I have just surpassed over 10,000 downloads for Podbean alone on my hour episodes. And my episodes are only once a week, maybe, and I have over 10,000 downloads. It's a milestone. I just wanted to share it with you guys. I'm humbled. Thank you very much. And I'm not going anywhere. Keep telling your squad to follow my pod, and I will keep coming back, and I'll always be here. Thank you, guys.
This is the gray area.
Humans are such easy prey.
This isn't funny anymore.
This podcast is brought to you by BallWash.com. When it comes to your sack, they got your back. When it comes to your wiener, it doesn't get cleaner. Don't make her faint from the smell of your taint. When it comes to your grundle, get a bundle. From head to toe, from pole to hole, men's hygiene products for your everyday cleanliness needs. BallWash.com, use code DeGrayArea, and you get 15% off your men's hygiene needs. I'm not kidding. Not only are they a sponsor, but I'm also a member. This podcast is also brought to you by CaresNone.com. It's a clothing line. It's a lifestyle. It's a brand. When people hit you with their wants and needs and everything, hit them with the Cares None and be dope. Check it out. Check out the summer clothing line. It's getting released like right now. All shapes, all sizes, all colors, all hues. They got the shoes too. If you want to get some slides, go to caresnone.com. Use code DeGrayArea15. And you, yes, you get 15% off. That is it. Now I'm going to simulcast again. I'm sorry that I'm late, but I'm going to simulcast again on TikTok. Let's see how this goes. The Gray Area Podcast. The Gray Area Podcast is in the building. I am here. I am here. You guys were worried about me. Did you guys watch the G7 summit? It was a mess. It was a huge mess. G7 was a joke show. The only crazy lady has entered the live studio. Hello. Hi. If you ever thought there was going to be a one world government, you should have seen the pictures of these freaking world leaders just standing in front of this weird tower that had pictures on it, just part of the assimilated Borg mentality of, oh, we're all one thing, we're taking over the world. It was terrifying. It was terrifying to watch. Joe Biden didn't know what the hell he was talking about. He was all over. He was lost in the sauce. He was lost in the Joe Biden has no idea where he is. Okay. He was at Cornwall doing the G7. In English, he was going up these stairs and like, hey, Joe, how do you like England? And he's like, I love it here. I don't even want to go home. Cue everybody in America just throwing their fucking hands up like, yeah, fucking stay over there. What's up, Mr. A? I am simulcasting on the TikTok. On the TikTok and the Podbean. I'm tech savvy. Now, we'll see how that turns out. He was confusing Libya and Syria and the Straits and business and Russia. He's talking to Vladimir Putin today. Vladimir Putin's going to eat his fucking lunch. This guy is having complete fucking blanks, and he's just staring off into space, into something. He's staring off into the world of Lost. There, people ask him, oh, do you still think Vladimir Putin is a killer? And he's like, and peanut butter and dog shoes. He has no idea what the fuck he's talking about. No clue. This is who you voted for, okay? Apparently. Say there was no cheating. Say there was no dumb shit, okay? This is who we have as our president. Crazy Cat Lady says, Crazy Cat Lady, no. You know, Crazy Cat Lady, do you have cats? You probably do. The only Crazy Lady says that he's a puppet. He probably is a puppet. But who's pulling the strings? It's not Kamala Harris. I have no idea who's pulling this man's strings, but he's a joke. The guy is a joke. Biden is a joke. He's bumbling and stumbling all over the freaking place. no clue where he is. He's going in the wrong rooms. He's going in the wrong cafeteria. He's taking questions from random citizens. His wife. He needs, you know what? You know when Tron Cat, meow. Welcome. You guys remember those fucking leashes that people put on their children so they didn't escape? It was like the kid would wear a backpack, right? And it would like buckle across the chest, and it was like connected to like your wrist because you didn't trust your children. You didn't know where the fuck that you're going to run out into traffic. Joe Biden needs one of those. And lots of the freaking film that I'm seeing of this guy on Air Force One, and he's waving. There might be some green screen shit going on, because I could have sworn his fucking hand went through the fucking plane as he was waving to like the press and shit. And where the fuck is the Secret Service? He's the president of the United States, unfortunately, but don't you think he should be protected wherever the fuck he is? He is being laughed at. Our president is being laughed at G7 in England with all the world leaders. He has no idea what he's talking about. They're all sitting there at a fucking table. And Boris Johnson is like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to introduce some people. Oh, welcome here. Welcome. And he welcomed everybody. He introduced everybody. And Biden's like, oh, you got to don't forget about South Africa. And Boris Johnson's like, I already said that, Joe. I already introduced him. And Joe's like, oh, ha, ha. And everyone's laughing. And Joe's fucking awkwardly laughing with him. They're laughing at you, you moron. You have no idea what you're talking about. Our country's being laughed at. This is true. Our country is definitely being laughed at. And it's terrifying. It's terrifying. You got all these people trying to be like, you know what? We made the right decision with Joe Biden. It's what we needed, you know, because he's not Trump, you know, so that's good. Okay. Trump said, grab her by the stuff once upon a time. Okay, he said that once upon a time. Joe Biden actually did it. I feel like I'm repeating myself. But we know. The world knows what is going on. If there's going to be like some one world government organization thing, now is the time. The G7 thing just gave it away. Was China there? No. Was Russia there? No. Was Iran there? No. So we're pretty much drawing party lines right the fuck now. We're giving everything that the NATO wants. We're going back in Paris treaties. We're going back on all these accords. We're fucking the world's piggy bank. And we got the idiot, like the idiot with Alzheimer's. We're just going to walk up to him and be like, Dad, can I have some money for, I'm going to build some fighter jets. Oh, here you go. Yeah, here you go. You know when you could walk up to your grandpa and ask him for $5 and he'd give you $5, and then 5 minutes later you could go back up to your grandpa and be like, hey, can I get $5? And he looks at you confused, but he gives you $5 anyway. That's the president of the United States. That's our president right now. That's who we got. And everyone's like, you know what? This is still better than Trump would have done. Is it? Trump put America first. Trump was like, okay, we're going to take care of America. We're going to make America great again. We're going to bring jobs here. We're going to tax them if they leave. Now, but Joe Biden has this plan where he's going to tax the ever-living shit out of us. And he's going to. And it's going to be bad. You think you're going to be okay? You're not. We're going to be taxed. Oh, well, if you're in the middle class and you're making under bed, we're not going to be. No, you will. Just wait. Just fucking wait. Now he's putting things and he's talking to Germany. He's talking to England and he's talking to all the people at G7. And he's like, hey, can we do a global tax, like a company tax? Because I'm going to tax the shit out of these companies and they're probably going to leave towards your companies, so towards your countries. So can you not, you know, just let them come over without taxing them first and then give us our payback? These countries are looking at Joe Biden like he's fucking nuts. He's going to tax these companies. These companies are going to be like, okay, bye. And they're going to leave. And they're going to go to other countries. These other countries are going to welcome this work. They're not going to put a global tax on him. Joe Biden's trying to protect the income that these companies provide for the American GDP. So if they do leave, these other countries are going to tax them, and we're going to get a kickback because they're an American company. Nope. That's not how it's going to work. You should have stayed with fucking Trump. You should have stayed with him. I'm telling you right now, the companies would have been here. It would have been American jobs. People would have been happy to fucking work. Now nobody wants to get off their goddamn couch. Nobody wants to work. You get paid more for staying at home, sitting on your ass, even though you are capable and your body capable of actually having a job. You choose not to because you make more money doing nothing than you would if you busted your ass for 8 hours a day. Eat Spicy Beans says, can de-extinction lead to competitive exclusion and extinction of living species? Can de-extinction lead to competitive exclusion and extinction of living species? I don't know what the hell. You're above my pay grade talking about that shit. Can de-extinction lead to competitive exclusion and extinction of living species? It's like you're asking a question about a question about a word, and you're using the word in the definition of the question, which is confusing the shit out of me. Can we bring it down Barney level with crayons and construction paper? Because I have no idea what can de-extinction lead to competitive exclusion and extinction of living species. Yes, anything can lead to extinction of anything. But, I mean, humans are going to be here. So if anything freaking dies, it's going to be the human's fault, apparently. I don't know. We'll see. Freaking Joe Biden's out there talking to the G7 summit. Is like, the world leader said that, you know, the generals sat me down, the joint chiefs, and they said that the greatest threat to the human race is global warming. No, it isn't. You're not supposed to say global warming anymore, Joe, because it's when it's negative fucking 20 degrees. When it's negative 20 degrees in fucking Kentucky, or you're having snowstorms in El Paso, Texas, that just happened last year, we can't say global warming. It's climate change. That's the word we're using now. That's the trigger word that ABC, CBS, CNN is using now. The gray, your bloodhound is smarter than the president. It's close. It's fucking close. I don't know. He's just melting into the fucking floor right now because he's just a bag of wrinkles. But he might be. He might be. If you gave him a sentence to read and the president the same sentence, I think the bloodhound would do it first. It's possible. We know exactly what is going on globally. We see what is going on globally. All the people that have a brain are pissed. We see, like, Macron was over there doing French things in France and England and G7. And he went to go shake somebody's hand and someone slapped the president of France, slapped him across the face. That's what I'm fucking talking about. Pistols at dawn, motherfuckers. That's what we need. You have these anti-Semitic people like Ilhan Omar saying she's comparing the American military to, she's comparing the American military to the Taliban. Like it's the same thing. Like, things that happen bad over, like, America and the military is the oppressor. And we're the bad guy? We're the bad guy. America's the bad guy. America's the oppressor. Western society and Western culture is bad. And who elected this fucking chick? Okay? This is what happens when you take illegal refugees from fucking Syria and the Middle East, and instead of them taking care of their own people over there, we pick them up, send them over here, and fill up Minneapolis so fucking Ilhan Omar could be fucking elected, the most anti-Semitic shit with the fucking squad, okay, even though she's married to a fucking white dude. It makes zero sense to me, okay? I don't know if they're just trying to spit this weird-ass fucking narrative, but they're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to marry the white guy because, I don't know, maybe subconsciously the white people treat you better. I have no idea. Ilhan Omar, white person. Rashida Tlaib, fucking white person. Lori Lightfoot is fucking married to a white person. I don't understand why this chick gets to say the most hateful fucking shit about America as a congresswoman, and everyone's looking at her like, oh, no. She could say that. You know, it's freedom of speech. She wants to talk about people, systematic racism, and how Muslims don't have a voice in America. You're a congresswoman for the United States of America. You're a walking contradiction of yourself. But she's using this power to take away from the American rights and liberties. She could say whatever the fuck she said. But if a Republican said that, she would be thrown under a fucking bus. Freedom of speech works for the left and the liberals. But when, you know, Americans or conservatives or Republicans want to exercise their freedom of speech, they're canceled, and then they have to freaking apologize. And then when they apologize, they just bite their fucking head off. What works for me does not work for thee. Democrats could do whatever the fuck they want. When Republicans do the same shit, it's bad. Like this January 6th thing. The January 6th was an insurrection. It's as bad as 9/11. It's as bad as Pearl Harbor. It was, they were trying to overthrow the government. No, the fuck they were not. There were some dumbass motherfuckers that did property damage, and it was fucking horrible, and it's bad, and bad is bad. Should they be prosecuted? Absolutely, 100%. I get it. But you're going to do some internal audit on these people individually, and you're going to think they're part of a terrorist organization to overthrow the United States government? Do you guys not remember that last summer the fucking world was on fire? We had COVID. We had the pandemic. Minneapolis was on fire. There was George Floyd, BLM riots. They were burning a federal courthouse to the ground. They wanted to. That's not, we don't know. We don't want to talk about that. That worked in our favor. But when you have Republicans and Trump flags trying to be like, exercise their freedom of speech and shit, that's bad. That's an insurrection. Those people that were arrested are still in a fucking prison behind closed doors, not being able to talk to their fucking lawyers. And they're just, we got nothing. They're still behind cages. Really? What's going on with them? Who shot Ashley Babbitt, by the way? Babbitt, Ashley Babbitt. Who shot her? When a cop shoots somebody, that's a bad thing, right? But because it's Capitol Police and he shot or she shot a Republican, that's okay? That's all right? She was unarmed. Who shot her? You don't hear about that shit, do you? That's not in the fucking news. But God forbid a fucking white cop saves a black teenager from getting stabbed to death by shooting the knife wielder who happens to be black, and that's fucking news all of a sudden? Everybody wants to talk about bad cops and all cops are bad and defund the police. How is the crime rate working out for everybody in Minneapolis, Baltimore, LA, St. Louis, Chicago? Huh? How's that going? New York City, how's that going? Is crime down now that you've defunded the police? Now that you've taken plainclothes cops off the street? It's funny because shit happens to these congressmen and these senators, and who the fuck do they call? They call the cops, and they have a private detail. Private security is going to be a big fucking thing soon because all these cops are like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm out. You know how many people are leaving Atlanta? How many cops have just been like, fuck this. I'm out. I'm leaving. They're gone. Private security is going to be a thing. It's almost like the mafia walking into your fucking house like, hey, it'd be a shame if, or your business, it'd be a shame if this pizza place burnt down. You know what I mean? Oh, it won't burn down. We know what we're doing. We got fire extinguishers. No, you know what I mean. In order to be protected, you're going to have to pay private security agencies because the cops aren't going to fucking be there because they don't want to be there because the fucking politicians that put these socioeconomic policies in place give zero fucks about your police. You know how you stop police? More cops. You know how you don't get more cops? Defunding the police and pissing the ones that are still there off. Yeah, everyone's like, everyone, bring Trump back. Absolutely bring Trump back. I don't know what's going on with the Arizona audits or all these other audits, but apparently there's hundreds of thousands of ballots that are just wrong or fucking missing. And they were all for like Joe Biden. Nobody's talking about this stuff. It sounds, it's a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy. Is it? Is it an actual conspiracy theory, though? Like, seriously. Or is this fucking actually making sense? Everything that Trump said over the past year was right. Everything that Trump said over the past year was right. Hydroxychloroquine, the Wuhan virus, Lafayette Park, all of that shit that he said was right. I'm going to have a vaccine available, you know, by the new year. The vaccine was available in October, but Big Pharma didn't want to say shit until after the election because why? It would make Trump look good. It would make Trump look fucking amazing. But we don't want to say, we don't want to get Trump reelected because we want to up our prices on EpiPens and insulin and all that shit for people that spend money on like cancer treatments and stuff. Don't you find it weird that there's a free vaccination? Oh, you got to get a free vaccination. It's a free vaccination. We'll give you a hamburger and we'll give you some beer and you can travel and you'll have like a vaccination passport and you can do all these things. How about free insulin or free EpiPens or free chemo treatments or something like that? But no, you want to give free shit. Don't trust anything that the government wants to be like, here you go. It's free. It's free. Like the stimulus check, the $600, the $1,200, the $1,400. We're going to be paying that back for the next 20 fucking years. If you received $1,400 over the next 20 years, you're paying back $17,000. Something like that. Something ridiculous. The vaccines are bad. Okay. Unless it's fucking polio, because I trusted the guy that did the polio vaccine. I forgot what his name was, but they're like, oh, you want to patent this? He's like, no, just get it out there. Give it to the fucking world. He would have made billions of dollars in like the fucking 50s or something. Billions. But he decided, no, just put it out there. Let everybody have the information. Where's the humanity? Where's that humanity at? Where's that humanity at? Anyone? Bueller? I'm not going to be fucking surprised when people are like, you know what? We're going to have to donate some blood because these dumb motherfuckers that took the vaccine fucking 2 years ago, yeah, they're dying out and they have blood conditions and we have to donate all of our... If you didn't get the vaccine, we need your blood right away. You guys got to turn into fucking zombies. Nobody wants to, like, the fucking Wuhan thing. We know that it came from fucking Wuhan. Virologists are saying that it came from Wuhan. Fauci, you see that motherfucker in the news anymore? No. It's amazing how people just fucking poof and disappear when the narrative turns on them. These motherfuckers are eating their own. AOC is going against fucking the Democratic Party. The moderates that still exist, like fucking Bill Maher and fucking Jon Stewart, the ones that aren't overly progressive, they're looking at like, they're talking to progressives and looking at progressives like, what the fuck are we doing? This generation is absolutely fucked. Could you imagine if we had a draft right now? Oh my God. I don't know if I could go over there. Is it muddy? Because I just got my mani-pedi. I don't know if I have to cut my hair. What are you talking about? I am not ready to. I'll bake a cake or something. I'll help. I mean, I could help fold blankets or something. If we had to fucking draft right now, this generation would be like the fucking absolute worst. All things you mentioned happened on Trump's watch. Oh, someone wants to call? Phone why? I don't even know who you are. You just entered the live studio. You're like, I'm going to call. No, you're not. Yeah, you're not even in the chat. And you're like, I'm going to call right away. Yeah, no. Spicoli says, great point, the gray. All things you mentioned happened on Trump's watch. Yeah, it's been over 1.5 years, and the guy in North Dakota still hasn't gone to trial. Oh. I was referring to the January 6th shit. Oh. Yeah, January 6th is ridiculous. At 99.9% survival rate, it doesn't matter where the flu came from. Yeah. You ever notice how the flu season that happened over the last winter, how bad that was? It wasn't. What happened to the flu? The flu just fucking up and vanished? The flu doesn't exist? Is there a vaccine for the flu? Are we closing schools for the flu? Are we wearing masks for the fucking flu? I don't even blame Asia. They give zero fucks about the governments in Asia, give zero fucks about their climate. So they're walking around protecting themselves from fucking smog and shit. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's over here like, climate change. No, not climate change. Global warming is bad. We're going to join the Paris Accords. Everyone's going to be fine. I don't know who you are. Everyone's going to be fine. And we just need to. No, Russia's not going to pay attention to the Paris Accords. China's not going to pay attention to the Paris Accords. Pakistan, India, they're not going to pay attention to these climate change Paris Accords. No one's going to pay attention to that. If you didn't know, motherfuckers, this goddamn globe, it rotates. So all the shit that is happening in India and Pakistan and Asia, that stuff's going to come back around and kick us in the ass. America has done more for the climate in the past 4 years than all these other fucking places have. Okay. We need to stop cow farts, and we need to, we were talking about a Green New Deal. They're talking about a Green New Deal as they're tearing down freaking forests in Maine to build solar panels or wind farms. Pay no attention to the migration patterns of birds. Pay zero attention to the fact that all of the car exhaust on the planet is nothing compared to when a fucking volcano like burps. A volcano burps and it puts more shit into the fucking atmosphere than every car ever existed. Okay? You know who knows this? Fucking countries like China and Russia. And they're not going to do shit. They could do something better for their exhaust system so their cities that are in low-lying areas aren't as smoggy as fuck. They could do something like that. But when it comes to global climate change, the world is getting hotter. It rose 0.2 degrees over the last 20 fucking years. No one gives a shit. Oh, well, based on historical evidence going back to what? When did we start freaking monitoring weather? We had a fucking ice age. Maybe we'll have another one. I'd like to hear your global warming argument when it snows in El Paso again in November. El Paso, Texas, which is on the border of fucking Mexico. Weather is weird. Weather is fucking weird. Oh, talk about a fucking green. And if we got to try to be more green for the climate. All right, here comes Spicoli. We're trying to be more clean for the green for the climate.
What's up, man? Now you talking about this fucking stupid climate change and all this shit and how it snowed in El Paso. I live in Texas and I'm like 15 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. It snowed. It fucking, there was like 2 inches of ice. These people are so full of fucking shit with this global warming. I'm with you, man, but you talk about El Paso. That's way up north for me, man. That's like fucking Canada. El Paso is Canada for me. These fucking people are fucking ignorant when it comes to that. They just want to fucking bitch and blow shit out of their fucking ass.
They have no idea. They have no idea what they're talking about. They have no clue.
It's been about fucking 5 ice ages before our sorry asses even came around.
Yep. There's been a lot going on.
Oh.
And they want to talk about Green New Deal as he closes down the Keystone XL pipeline from Canada to Texas so that we can be self-sufficient on our own fossil fuels. But he wants to open up the Nordac freaking pipeline that, you know, goes from
that?
Germany.
I didn't hear
it goes
about that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Biden's fine with the pipeline that goes from Germany to Russia to fuel their war machine. That's fine.
Yeah.
That pipeline's fine, but our pipeline's bad. The one that would make, you know, gas cheaper in North America and Mexico and Canada. No, not that. But let's fuel the Russian war machine. And fucking Trump was in cahoots with Russia? Really?
Idiot just called me, so I missed out there. Yeah.
Trump had all of
our fucking people, they put out of work, man. I'm a welder by trade. They put out all these people out of work, mm-hmm. and with all those fucking people, all those little cities and towns where the pipeline goes through, that creates so many fucking jobs, man. And this fucking dumb fuck, he just shuts it down. He's a fucking moron, man. He does some. I swear, these politicians are so fucking stupid.
Oh no, they know exactly what they're doing, which is why they're freaking forcing all this down our throats right now. Let's make everything about race. Let's make everything about gender. Let's make everything about religion and sexual preference right now. And we're just sitting here like, wow, we can't do anything. They have the Congress, they have the House, they have the Senate, they have the presidency. There's nothing we could do. And now they're like, you know what? Let's put critical race theory in classrooms because these kids don't know any better. You're going to see a huge revolt from the people, from free people, if you want to like brainwash our children and try to assimilate our kids about criminal race theory and how all white people are bad and all white people have privilege. Do not judge the sons for the sins of the father, okay? That shit happened well over 100 years ago, okay? Yeah. Jim Crow fucking ended in the 60s, all right? I don't want to hear about systematic racism when we elected a black president twice. I don't want to hear about systematic racism when we have the squad that was elected into office that are the most anti-Semitic pieces of shit on the planet, okay? They exist because they have freedoms here. I don't want to hear about, oh, black people and people of color have it the worst in America. No, they don't. When it comes to people of color, no other country on this planet makes more money per year if you're a person of color. They don't. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I know. They just want to fucking make up fucking... They create fucking problems to fucking make smoke screens so they can do this other fucking shit on their bullshit agenda. Yeah, I'm sick of it, man.
People are asking...
I've been saying it for years and years and years and years. They just fucking say they're going to do this. They don't do it. These lobbyists, fucking cocksuckers.
It's okay, man. They're asking Biden a whole bunch of questions that he doesn't know the answers to. And when they ask him a question that's off of script, Biden's done where he has to get off the freaking stage. Canadians are being silenced. They were like, Biden's answer to a question about Russia and still having some sanctions from the Trump era. He was like, oh, I've only been in for 120 days, man. Give me a break. No, you haven't, dumbass. You've been in for like 145 days.
He's been in politics his whole fucking life, man. Don't give me a bullshit. He's a fucking moron.
America is not better because he is president. And anyone that says that is a fucking moron. 100%. America is not better because Biden is president. Oh, at least he's not Trump. No, this is worse. If you voted for Biden, slap yourself across the head because you're an idiot, okay? Crime is up. Homelessness is up. Inflation is up. Everybody is being brainwashed into thinking that this is a better thing than freaking President Trump. And now that these states don't want to see a 2020 election happen again, they're trying to protect the votes. They're trying to do like voter ID, which makes sense if you want to vote from the state that you say you reside in. Arizona is missing 300,000 ballots that are missing right now because of this audit. Nobody wants to talk about that. Everyone wants to talk about voter suppression. Why? How can you say there was voter suppression when Joe Biden got 180 million votes or some shit?
There was not voter suppression.
Or 80 million votes and Trump got 65 million. How are you going to say that? Or how can you say there's voter suppression? You can't say that shit. It doesn't make any sense.
I'd say it's all bullshit.
It's 100% bullshit. I feel bad for teachers because they have to go by like some state sponsored thing. Be like, oh, the state says we have
My
to teach
wife
this.
Is a teacher.
Is she still a teacher?
Yeah, she's currently a teacher. Yeah.
Is she teaching criminal race theory anywhere? No, you're in Texas. You're gonna be fine. Texas is like, I am tempted to just up and fucking move to Florida or fucking Texas like right the fuck now. I could have a job tomorrow knowing what I do. But I'm just like,
and there are plenty of those too. People
critical
say,
race theory is dangerous.
No jobs. There's none of this bullshit. There's plenty of jobs.
These people just don't want to work. They're like, oh, we deserve $15 an hour. $15 an hour isn't enough. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have an education? No. Do you learn? Do you know a trade? No. Were you in the military? Do you have discipline? Or am I supposed to judge on your pink and purple cotton candy fucking hair with a hula hoop through your fucking nostrils that you know what the fuck you're talking about? You have no idea. They have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. They have no clue.
Exactly.
These people are so lost in the city. What are your pronouns? I'm triggered.
Yeah, pronouns.
You got militaries like China and Russia trying to recruit with the most badass, you know, recruiting videos I have ever seen in my life. And then you got us with like a fucking Disney movie and it's animated and it's fucking colorful. Be like, I am the daughter of two lesbian mothers. Who gives a shit? I don't give a fuck. That doesn't matter. I don't care if you're, I don't care if your moms are lesbian. Can you shoot? Are you going to protect me? Are you a badass? It takes a fucking certain kind of person to join the military. And people that want to join the military are seeing what is happening with these recruitment videos. And like, I am not joining that. Are you casting for My Little Pony? Because that makes sense. Because this shit is a fucking... I want to see fucking booms and bangs and fucking tanks going over freaking cars and paratroopers and shit. We need to look at other countries and be like, do not fuck with us. We have the United States military. And guess what Joe Biden's doing to it? He's defunding it. He's cutting the... We're going to show up... If somebody fucks with us, we're going to show up to fucking war like the Mighty Ducks with fucking newspapers strapped around our fucking shins. You know? some hand-me-down fucking, you know, World War II era pad.
Me looking ridiculous. I'm in this restaurant by myself and you got me laughing over here like I'm crazy.
It's all good, man. I'm so over this.
I had to say what I had to say, man. I'm gonna just sit here and look crazy and laugh.
All right,
because you got me going, dude. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for calling in, man. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. But keep things for real. I don't know what happened like in the past 20 years.
It's not dead. We're just sitting here. We're just sitting here boiling. We're just sitting here stewing. That's all.
No, I'm saying I don't know what happened to society or whatever in the past 20 years, dude.
Oh, well, it's called the kids that were lazy to join had children.
The military. No money, as I said, or few people have sets of balls. Nobody has any whatever kind of ethic, morals, or
they're still out there. Man. They're still out there, but we just
in between. They have dropped. I'll just say this: the number has dropped. It's not like it used to be, and it's.
Oh no! No, there's fucking cowards raising. There's cowards and pathetic pieces of shit raising other cowards and pathetic pieces of shit because they don't want to. You know, they don't want to. They want to be friends with their children. They don't want to fucking raise their children. Yeah, they want to be buddy-buddy with their children. They don't want their children to cry. They don't want to discipline their kids. They want to be their best friends, and they can talk to me about everything. Be like, no, bitch, you're fucking 8 years old. You can't talk to me like that. Sit the fuck down, or I'm going to slap you across the face. There's no discipline.
I want to say, and I may piss off a lot of people, but I don't give a shit. I say this, and I think it should be a law that you need to have a license to have children, male and female.
Like some sort of a background check?
If you're going to have a bunch of stupid motherfuckers, why? Why do it? The world doesn't need them. We don't need to support them.
I understand.
Let's like, be productive.
But you know, you're not saying that homosexuals can't have children, right? You're not saying that. You're just saying that.
No. I'm not saying that.
Like a background check, like a psychological evaluation based on how you are. It has nothing to do with your race, religion, gender, or sexual preference.
No,
right?
No, none of that shit. I'm just saying if you're a fucking idiot and you have. Stop the continuous generation after generation of being fucking whatever that you know what's wrong with them.
They're just cowards. They try to avoid conflict. There are people that need conflict that start conflict and then they run away. And then there's people that just, you know, want to turn the other cheek and not look at the world for what it is. And it's a fucking shit show. The world is horrible.
Yeah, we don't need them.
Dave said the world needs to depopulate. Yeah.
There is that too as well. I don't know how the hell they do that, but...
The only crazy lady says that they're staging for a big takeover. What is that background noise? Are you at a fucking Chuck E. Cheese? What the hell's going on?
I told you I'm in a restaurant.
Oh.
I'm in a... I was going to a beer garden. There's a beer garden. I had to take my wife to the doctor for some shit.
and it takes a while, so I just go around the corner to a beer garden, but the beer garden was closed, so there's a Mexican restaurant. It's got good cold beer, so I came here to have some good cold beer. So I'm sitting.
Ah, there you go. That makes sense. So everybody thinks that you're talking to yourself right now?
Oh, yeah. They probably think I'm nuts. Especially when you had me laughing. That's how I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, I got you. All but right, cool.
Know me, or the waitresses do.
Good to hear you, man. Keep rolling on, man. Roll on with your show. I love listening to it, and thank you for the call.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Take care.
All right, later. So, Crazy Cat Lady says, Crazy Cat Lady. I keep calling you Crazy Cat Lady. The only crazy lady says they're staging for the big takeover. What are they going to do? They're not going to do anything. The Second Amendment still exists. The First Amendment still exists. There's 14 million, I don't know, combat vets down here that are just like, bring it. We've been itching for a scrap. We're itching for a scrap. This agenda that they're trying to push is not going to fly. This can't go on. We're over it. We see the narrative, and now Cuomo is opening up New York. He's like, look at what we did. We did it. Yay. After you killed thousands of people because you put them in old folks' homes. You put them in retirement villages with COVID. You put them in a sardine can. He was the guy. Andrew Cuomo was the guy. Bill de Blasio was like, oh, we're opening up New York. Come back. No, everyone is leaving in mass numbers. Cuomo, de Blasio destroyed New York. And it's sad as hell. This election 2022, I will be surprised if a Democrat is reelected. And if a Democrat is reelected, it's because that person that voted is not paying attention to what is going on in the world at all. At all. They want to get rid of the filibuster. They want to do this HR law where they could teach criminal race theory in schools without our permission. They want to give hormone blockers to children because apparently a six-year-old can make up their mind without parents, you know, approval or something. Parents don't have a say anymore in raising their children. Is that what you're saying? Because a boy has feminine features, or he wants to have long hair, or because he wants to, or he has femininity about him, that automatically makes him trans capable. I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense. Let the kid grow up and make up his own mind. Can we do that? Can we let the children make up their own decisions instead of parents sitting there like, I don't know what my kid's gender is yet because I don't know what he wants or what he says and he can't talk yet. Yeah, you're an idiot, okay? There's two genders. There's two, all right? And penises mean boy, usually. Everybody's freaking the fuck out. Everyone's like, this stuff is going so over the top. Like in September, the University of Rhode Island took down a World War II mural because it depicted mostly white people. Mostly white people? Okay. So we're taking down World War II monuments now because it's white people, because there's white people in it. It's racist. It's systematically racist. Newsflash, motherfucker. Who the fuck do you think fought in the Civil War? You think only people of color fought in the Civil War? You think, you know, only African Americans fought for their freedom in the Civil War? No. The answer is no. Okay? So when you want to compare all white people to systematic racism, don't forget the fact that, you know, there were white people that marched with Malcolm X. There was white people that marched with Martin Luther King. There were white people that fought against Jim Crow. There were white people that fought in the Civil War for, you know, to free the slaves. And believe it or not, there were black people that fought in the Confederate side. Probably not by choice, but that's still horrible. The Democratic Party needs to just completely fucking go. And when I say go, I don't mean like, oh, let's put him in a boat and sink it. No, however, you know, I mean, you know, the left and the Democrats are so freaking far crazy. It's ridiculous. I saw a commercial saying that the people that fought in World War II were part of Antifa because they were fighting the Nazis. Nope. What's up, Dark Bear? Rawr. That is not the same. Oh, people that fought in World War II were anti-fascist. Yes, they were anti-fascist. They weren't Antifa. Antifa are these fucking kids that were not raised the right way, that didn't have any fucking discipline, that fought authority and thought that, oh, I'm going to fight governments and policies and laws, and I'm going to go against the cops, and I'm going to dye my hair green and blue, and I'm going to shave it in certain places, and I'm going to put metal through all parts of my face, and I'm going to grab a garbage can lid, and I'm going to go yell at cops because they're fucking racist. Who the fuck do you think is confused? Huh? Pinky Pinhead over here, or the fucking cop that's a military vet that's trying to raise his fucking family? Hmm? All cops are bad. Really? I could play connect the dots on your face. Your worst enemy is a magnet. Okay? All you need is a high-powered magnet to these people. You don't need mace. You don't need bullets. You don't need freaking rubber bullets or bean bags. Just go at these people with a magnet. Okay? A high-powered magnet. And see what the fuck happens to them. They would freak the fuck out and be like, I wasn't ready for this. Antifa was the Nazis, says Dark Bear. Yes, Antifa was the Nazis. Pay attention to what is going on right now. Everybody wants to be like, oh, Donald Trump's a Nazi. He's a white supremacist. Is he? He denounced it dozens upon dozens of times. And you ask him to denounce white nationalism, and he's like, okay. And then he doesn't do it one time or something because he's done it 1,000 fucking times and he's racist. Meanwhile, you got Biden standing up there with Richard Byrd and going to his freaking funeral. And you have his son, Hunter Biden, dropping the N-bomb all over the place like it's not a freaking problem. If one of the Trump kids was dropping the N-bomb anywhere, that would be all over the news. But Hunter Biden, crackhead, idiot, moron, who's going around the world collecting bags of cash for dad. That's not a problem. This guy's the president of the United States. His son is a crackhead who's been photographed in lingerie with children. This isn't a problem. The Trumps are bad? How the fuck does that make any sense? The people you can cut down with words. These people you can cut down with words. They cry if you misgender them. Hey, 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 it's a rap song, right? Right. Exactly, Dark Bear. Excuse me, my pronouns are they or them? No, they're not, you fucking moron. Go back to language arts and pay fucking attention, because I am not going to let these snowflake pink-haired pierced morons that fought with their parents and got their way because their parents didn't want to kick their ass change the English language and pronouns for the rest of the fucking future. I'm not going to look at a singular person and be like, hey, they. No! It's going to make me look like an idiot, and you're going to regret that down the road. I am not going to take a child that is under the age of 8 and decide what his gender is. I am not going to take a child and give him hormone blockers because I think he wants to be a she. I am not going to make that decision. That child could grow up, become an adult, and make their own decisions on their own. I'm not, if you want to be whatever the fuck you want to be, that's fine. I agree with whatever decision you choose for your life. But I am not going to be changing the lives of anybody that are incapable of making their own decisions on their own. I can't do that shit. I'm not going to go to my seven-year-old and be like, hey, I'm going to give you hormone blockers, cut your dick off, and turn you into a girl. How does it make you feel? I'm not doing that shit. You want to traumatize fucking children? That's how you fucking do it. Okay? That's how you do it. All right? And by the way, if everybody else isn't triggered enough, abortion's fucking murder, okay? I understand there's stipulations and there's different variables, and I'm getting it. Sarge is going deep today. Sarge is going crazy today. Everybody wants, what if it's high risk or preeclampsia or, you know, detrimental to the mother or the baby? I understand those. Rape, incest, I get it. I understand the reasoning behind that. But statistically, how many of that is there really? Statistically, how many people are getting abortions because of preeclampsia or high risk or, you know, health of the mother or the baby? Statistically, very, 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 very small. The majority of abortions are because you think skin on skin feels better, or you fell for the fucking line of I'm allergic to latex, or you didn't want to take your pill, or you missed your pill, or you're not on birth control and you don't want to be safe about it. You don't want to wear a condom. And then you get pregnant and you didn't take a plan B the next day because you can't fucking afford it, 'cause you still live with your mom. You know, it's, or you want to cheat on your fucking boyfriend who's overseas and he's over there looking at his, you know, credit card statement, whatever. And he sees that his wife is spending $57 at Walgreens the next day. Why are you doing that? Or you miss it and then you're late and you're like, you know what? I'm going to have an abortion, whatever. That's the fucking abortion that I have a problem with. You're completely fine. The baby's completely fine. But you see, I'm not ready for this right now. Now, you were ready to have sex, weren't you? You were ready to have unprotected sex, weren't you? It's my choice. No, the fuck it is not. My body, no, it is not. Your body, your choice. Yeah, but you got another body in that body. And that's your responsibility, you fucking moron. And absolutely, the father should have a fucking role in that too. If you guys decide on that together, go ahead. You could be, he could be your accomplice to your fucking murder spree, you fucking idiots. And then you go on social, like, oh, I'm so proud. I got my abortion. Say it loud. I had an abortion. This is not something you celebrate. I'm seeing children today celebrating it. Young, idiot, ignorant, gullible morons that are proud of having it done. Like you're doing something better to better society. You're not doing shit. This is something that even if women that have done it, okay, due to whatever reason, there should be guilt and there should be a little bit of self-hatred. It's not something you come out of the fucking clinic like, yay! I'm seeing videos of, you know, girls going in there and the father sitting out there. Oh, Spicoli's back. Spicoli's back. I see videos of girls going into these clinics and the fathers are out there just like, please don't do this. Please don't do this. My body, my choice, right? And then you get to post it on the internet like you did the right thing and you're proud of yourself for doing this. No. No, 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 no. I know women that have done this that are guilty about it still to this day. I know a lot of them. This is something, it's not something you should be proud of. Okay? Should you be raising children? Probably not. Based on your attitude, probably absolutely not. But, you know, try to explain this to your kids when you're sitting there posting it. When you're sitting there posting it on the internet, once it's on the internet, it never fucking goes away. The kid that you do decide to have might see that video one day and realize they could have had a big brother or a big sister. And you're going to be like, you know, mom wasn't ready at the time. Oh, right, mom? You weren't ready? You're sitting here fucking dancing, saying, yay, I aborted, blah, blah, blah. I had an abortion day. And you're dancing about it like it's a fucking cool thing. And then you're putting it out on social media for millions of people to see. Good luck explaining that to your child. You're single, you know, your only child because something happened to you. Because that's how fucking karma works. You know what I mean? I don't know. You can call back, Spicoli. You hit the wrong button, apparently. So the society isn't dead yet. Chivalry's not dead. Men still exist. Women of power still exist. And when I say women of power, I don't mean men that decided to, you know, oh, I can't compete in men's sports, so I'm going to call myself trans and compete in women's sports and get like fucking, you know, 800 national titles. This is ridiculous. That's your motivation? You want to compete in women's sports? Good on Texas and good on Florida for being like, listen, okay, you were a dude once. You're not going to be in freaking, you know, female track and field. Okay, What the hell? I can't. I don't want to watch the Olympics. Okay, I don't. I don't want to watch the Olympics this year. I'm so against it right now. And honestly, if we go to the Olympics in only crazy ladies coming in, if we go to the Olympics in China, that goes to tell you that our government gives zero fucks about what the people think or about right and wrong. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing, DeGray?
Living the dream.
Okay. The whole men being in women's sports thing because they're transgender now.
Uh-huh.
It's like, come on, guys. Because you didn't win being a boy, so now you're going to try to be a girl and see if you win then.
It's very awkward. Yeah.
Come on.
It's weird. Really? It's weird. Doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand it. That's the motivation, too. Okay? I understand if you grow and you're an adult and you're like, okay, I identify as an...
Well, it kind of a female.
I get that. But you're doing it in your peak physical form, like your peak physical form, and you can't compete against dudes, so you're going to try to compete against girls, and you're freaking breaking records, and you're thinking that's fair. That's no, absolutely not. Especially
it just pisses me off because I was thinking when my daughter was in high school, okay, she's 20 years old now. Okay, mm-hmm. Check it out.
Okay.
In North Idaho, right? She went back to North Idaho, and she wanted to join the wrestling team, okay? She was on the wrestling team in Montana and did very well.
Okay.
She wanted to be on the wrestling team. She even went in front of the school where they said, no, blah, 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 basically because you're a girl.
Hmm.
So you're not going to let my daughter wrestle, but you're going to let some guy say, hey, I'm a girl now. And come on. Really? Seriously?
That makes no sense. Yeah, it's very awkward. Yep. I can't.
The world is mad.
It is kind of insane. This stuff wouldn't fly in Russia.
Well, no, because hello, they're just getting us ready for the big takeover. We'd be like, yeah, check it out. Mm. Wrong one now.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I gotta tell my TikTok. Hey TikTok, if you need to get the Podbean app. All right. You need to get the Podbean app if you want to listen to what these people are saying in my ears, because I don't have that capability yet. And if I took my headphones off, then there would be some crazy echo and I can't be doing that. So the Podbean app, the gray area. There you go. You find me right there. Yeah, the world has gone mad, but I don't think we're done yet. But I think if we go to the Winter Olympics in China, I think government is a bunch of hypocrites because China is taking over Hong Kong. They're flexing their muscles on anybody that's threatening on Taiwan. You're going to see China making a lot of moves. They're putting people in concentration camps. They might be harvesting their fucking organs. I have no idea. That might be a conspiracy theory. It sounds crazy, but they're taking Uyghur Muslims. They're putting them on trains like it's fucking World War II Auschwitz and Nazi Germany, and they're busting them off to like re-education camps and stuff. Because you can't be Muslim in China. That's a bad thing. So if America goes to the Olympics in China, that is just pretty much saying that we are in China's pocket. I say we shouldn't be in China's pocket at all. China knows that Joe Biden ain't going to do shit because he's a fucking coward, right? So China is flexing their military muscle all over Asia right now. And Russia's like, that's our boy. And they're like, they love each other. Okay, and then you got Iran, and they all fucking love each other, and we're just sitting here watching them, paying attention. But you know, they fund the NBA and they fund Hollywood and the box office. They give us a lot of money and stuff like that. Pay no attention to the crimes against humanity from Russia. Pay no attention to the crimes against humanity from China, the mass murder. The taking Hong Kong, taking the sovereignty of Hong Kong, pretty much taking, North Korea. North Korea is just shooting shit over fucking Japan, just seeing if they can. Putin even said, he's like, Trump was a businessman. He was a patriot. He was individualistic. He was a different kind of president. And then they're like, what do you feel about Joe Biden? You know, Joe Biden's been doing it his whole life. I know what to expect from him. I know men like this. Joe Biden's all talk. He wants to call Putin a killer, and he's talking to Putin today. We'll see how that turns out, okay? Putin is a mass-murdering fuckhead, okay? Xi Jinping is a mass-murdering fuckhead. The Ayatollahs of Iran.
Thug that fucking won the election because, hello, he fucking controlled the country, you know, because he's a thug.
The guy that was running against them was poisoned. The guy that was running against them, Knight, it starts with an N, fuck. I don't remember. But the guy that was running against him was poisoned randomly. Oh, what a fucking coincidence. Seriously? You think we're stupid? So Russia could get fucked, all right? China could get fucked, and so can Iran, okay? Because Iran's sitting there like, oh, death to America, burn Western culture. We need a nuclear bomb. Help us get a nuclear bomb as we burn your flag and say death to America. That makes zero sense. We're going to give money to Iran for nuclear capabilities as they fund Hezbollah in Syria and Lebanon and Jordan and terrorist groups in freaking the Gaza Straits that are shooting into Israel. We're going to fund Iran so they could fund these terrorist groups to attack Israel, which is the only face of Western culture in the Middle East. This is Biden. This is the Biden administration. Okay? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Fucking rabbit won't shut the fuck up. Did you hear all that the whole time? This fucking rabbit's like, I'm thirsty. It's aggravating. Oh, God. Now is the time. So I'm throwing pens at the cage. Like, shut the fuck up.
And I think that our younger generation, you know, I think they all should like serve some sort of, well, okay.
you got Gen Z. You got Gen Z. And then you got like Generation Alpha, which is like my kid, but he's like 7. So you're probably like saying Gen Z and like the younger millennials. Because technically, I fall under Zennial, which is like 1981 to 1985 is like a Zennial, and then it's Millennial. Okay. And then and like 80 and before is X.
Okay, I guess I'm a Generation X. Yes. I never paid attention really
to before Generation X is baby boomers, so I doubt you're that.
No, I'm 72.
You're 72 years old?
No, God, no.
Oh. Oh, no.
I was born in 70.
I was like, you're a baby boomer. You're definitely a baby boomer. But no, you're Gen X. Yeah, you're Gen X.
No.
Yeah, you drank out of the hose, you played outside, and you got scars all over your body from, you know, let's see if this glass bottle breaks against our school building while teachers are standing there smoking cigarettes next to you. Yeah, I get it.
Yep,
get it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm part of
these child abuse laws when I was growing up? That's all I want to know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it made us tough. It's tough now. Yeah. Like if I were to discipline my kid in like a Walmart, I obviously wouldn't like whoop his ass or whatever. And someone came up to me and told me how I need to discipline my kid in a Walmart. I'm going to jail. Not because I'm disciplining my kid or giving him a slight tap on the ass. It's because you wanted to tell me how to raise my kid in a Walmart. I'm going to fuck you up. Be like, all right, son, this is how you deal with fucking pussies like this. You beat their ass. And be like, is this your son? And I'd be fucking punching his dad in the face and be like, your dad needs to mind his own fucking business. Don't be like this when you get older.
It's right.
Weird. It's sad. Sad.
You see those kids in Walmart, you don't know if you want to smack the kid or the, well, actually you want to smack the parent. Go, are you kidding? This is why the world's going to crap.
As annoying as children are in certain stores sometimes, and as much as I want to be like, oh, that parent should do something, I'm not going to be like, hey, do something. Because that's not my place. Not my place. You know, I don't know the kid's background. I don't know if it has mental, you know, whatever.
That's why I go in with headphones. Keep my eyes down. I'm in and out.
There you go. Yep.
Try not to run over people.
And it doesn't matter what where you go. It doesn't matter if you're rural or inner city or Target or Walmart or somewhere fancy. Every aspect of culture, all families have these kids that are just like, now there's two types of parents. There's parents that, you know, could give that kid a look and that kid automatically stops. Or there's the parents that are like, no, we'll do something when we get out. We'll give you something when we get out of here. Just be quiet. And then it makes it worse.
Yeah.
It makes it worse. But I mean, I got I have 6 kids. Not all of them are fuck ups. Not all of them. They're all well-mannered. Kind of, they're cordial, they're good. Some are, they got to find their own path, and I'm going to let them find their own path. But they never challenged me or told me to fuck off.
Right?
They're not stupid because they're not stupid. And I'm still going to have, and I should still have that respect, you know, when I'm 80. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I'm 80 or when I'm 60 or 10 years down the road, when they could pretty much guaranteed kick my ass, they still won't do it. And they'll still be scared of me.
Yep.
You know, these kids nowadays, they won't do that. They try to embarrass their parents. They try to prank their parents. They try to make their parents look stupid. They have arguments with their parents on camera and they think that there's no repercussions, and they do it for social media and they do it for clout. Whatever happened to respect your elders? Did that just die? Is it gone now?
I think I don't know. I don't know what happened. My children both are very respectful.
Yeah.
My daughter, you know, she's 20, and you know, she's just a good girl. You know, she is respectful to everybody, and yeah, she's a good girl. And my son, he was the same way. He would tell people, you know, he'll jog across a parking lot to open up a door for an old lady.
That's great.
You know, he asked him why. He goes, well, he goes, just in the back of my mind, if I don't do that, I know my mom's around and she's just going to be like, excuse me, is that how we act? I don't think so.
Chivalry is not dead. That's important. That's important. Like there was a kid, one of my neighbor's friend's kid or something, my neighbor's kid's friend or something. And he was, you know, dropping like curse words around my 7-year-old. I was like, hey, enough with the curse words. And he's like, or what? And he's like fucking like 11 or whatever. And I'm like, or what? And then I just walked up on him. I was like, or what? And then he realized that I wasn't the typical, like, I wasn't his parent. Right.
Right.
but there was like a fear there. There was like, oh, okay. All right.
Oh, all right. I get it. That.
Right. And be like, yeah. Or what? And he's like, all right, all right, all right, all right. I was like, okay, good, good. Cause they're
accountability.
Kids. Yeah. There are kids that live next door to me that are not the most well-mannered, but they respect me. It's just some way of like, it's a way of like conducting. Did I ever kick him? Did I ever hit him? Did I trip them by accident? No. Nothing like that.
Instinct.
It's a feel. It's an aura. It's like an animalistic instinct. Like whether it's a look or whether how I conduct myself, they know they can get away with certain things with certain people, but based on body language, like I'm a different kind of soul. Like, yeah. I feel bad for people that are in Vietnam. If one of these kids were to talk like this to like somebody that was in Vietnam, like a baby boomer, that freaking baby boomer might take his cane and just whoop that fucking kid right across the fucking face, you know, be like, and then the parent be like, oh my God, I can't believe you hit my kid. And then freaking the baby boomer be like, well, someone has to, cause you're not doing your fucking job.
Yeah, someone need to hit you.
You know, baby boomers are the greatest generation. Like I saw a World War II vet, and he was in New York City, and he was walking past this, I don't know, there's like a protest and a counter protest of all cops are bad and defund the police. And this World War II vet was on the opposite side of Back the Blue, blah, blah, blah. And this World War II vet walked over there with his cane. He was about to swing on everybody over there. And the guy's like, no, 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 you can't do this. And like his son or other people would be like, we love you to death, honestly, but you can't do this. Be like, let me go. I'm old. I'll kick all their asses. I don't give a fuck. And these people that were like, you know, defund the police are looking at this World War II vet like shit. And there was like,
what do you do? Call a cop? You want to defund them, motherfuckers?
Yeah, it was like an automatic respect thing. These people that were all about defunding the police were looking at this baby boomer with respect. Like, my dad was not this much of a badass. My dad was just like, you know, oh, here's a tablet. Here's some screen time. Whatever I could do to give you to make you shut the fuck up. Parents back in the day before screens and
I remember
video games and all that shit, they were playing catch. They were, you know, showing their kids how to live and grow up. Like owner's manuals back in the day, they told you how to like change headers and valves and shit. Now they're like, don't drink the lighter fluid Don't drink the fucking oil and don't put gas in your mouth. That's what the owner's manual said now. But like the owner's manuals for like cars from like the 60s, in the 70s and the 80s, like, oh, this is how you do this. This is how you do this. This is how you do this. Now it's like, you know, don't eat the paint. You know, fucking ridiculous. The kids are stupid. They're so stupid.
I think all our children should, like, do one tour service in the military.
Oh my God, no! As a military guy, I just want to be like, if you don't want to be there,
discipline.
I understand the discipline aspect of it, but like, this is why lots of people that were in the military are completely against the draft, because if you don't want to be next to me and you're not going to protect my back, I don't fucking want you there.
Well, that's true too.
We don't want them there. Like, there's a different type of fucking person that joins the military.
That's what basic is for, though, you know, isn't it?
Yeah, they'll break you down and they'll build you back up, but some people don't make it. And if you're in a draft, you already don't want to fucking be there. If you're in a draft, you automatically don't want to fucking be there. But no one tells me how to live my life, but fucking, you know, you got, like, Muhammad Ali did it for his own reason, right? But yeah. Elvis joined because he wanted to. I joined in 2001, in May 2001, so at the end of basic, it was fucking 9/11. I joined in a time of peace thinking I could go, skate through all of it, have nothing to worry about, and then I'll get college. I'll be good. Then 9/11 hit, and I was like, fuck, I'm fucked, I'm fucked. I'm in combat arms, I jump out of planes, I'm in artillery, I'm, you know, I'm going to fucking die. And then I was like, you know what, no, I'm going to be fine. And then I saw the 9/11 footage. I saw the footage. And I was instantly pissed. I was like, put me on the plane. Send me the fuck over there. I'm ready to fight. Let's go.
I'm going now.
And now you got people that are like, oh, 9/11 was fake. Jet fuel doesn't melt steel. You can't defund the police. All cops are bad. This is the generation now. I'm going to pierce everything 5 times. And I'm going to dye my hair 1,000 times. And I don't love my parents, and I identify as a they, them, and oh my, shut the fuck up. I'm triggered when you say curse words, and when you raise your volume over a certain tone, I get a little bit, I have anxiety. You're fucking 12. Calm down. Okay. Pity party, right? They try to act vulnerable, or like,
because no one's held accountable for anything.
They act like the victim so they could get clout and they could get fucking attention. Be like, put your fucking chin up, wipe your eyes, and move on with your life. Because life fucking sucks. And it's going, if you don't learn lessons from your losses, then you're going to grow up just a complete pathetic piece of shit. All right, you're either going to seclude yourself and hermit yourself and not want to come out of your shell, or you're going to be so against society because society was mean to you that you're going to rebel in your own crazy way, but you're still going to be the same broken person on the inside.
Right.
You can be as flamboyant as a fucking peacock on the outside, but when somebody says something, you're triggered and you're hurt and you're blah, blah, blah. When you do that stuff to your body, it's because you're fucking proud. You want to stand out. And then when people give you attention, you're all about it. But when it's negative, you automatically get triggered and you're hurt and you want to fucking become a cutter and cut your fucking wrists. Grow the fuck up. Okay? Stop doing that shit. And coming from a veteran, by the way, I understand that 22 a day, 22 veterans kill themselves a day, right? If you say on social media that you're going to kill yourself, you're not going to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, no. You're looking for clout, you're looking for attention, and hopefully you get the attention and the help that you seek. But when people go out of their way to tell you that they're going to do something to themselves that might end their life, they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
All right? Coming from, I've seen people, right? I know people. We ain't going to say shit. Mm-hmm. We're just going to be like, we'll go out with our friends like it's a normal time. And then all of a sudden,
it's going to be quite the opposite.
Lights out. We're just going to do it. We're not going to be like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to. No, you're not. I'm a survivor of suicide. What the fuck? No, you're a quitter and you failed at quitting. That's what that is. Okay. I hate that shit. I'm a survivor of suicide. Shut up. Life fucking sucks. You couldn't deal with it. You tried to quit and you failed at that. You know, I understand that life is hard. life is hard and I don't know how to live and, you know, I don't know where to go with. You need to fucking pick yourself up by your bootstraps, walk out the fucking door, and move the fuck on. Because there's a lot of people that couldn't be here. Yeah. There's a lot of people that live on through you, right? You share memories. Like, first of all, I think suicide is the most selfish fucking thing on the planet. Be like, you're going to just leave? Life sucks and you're just going to leave? And we're just going to be sitting here like I did something wrong? You know? Like, I did something wrong? What did I do to make you do that? Can I be better? Obviously not, because you're not here anymore. And that's sad. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I understand that lots of people need help. Lots of people need, like, therapy and stuff. It's harder for veterans because we don't want to talk to anybody about fucking anything. You sit us down in front of a fucking psychologist and be like, oh, you know, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I got shut right up.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up. I don't care. I don't want to talk to you about my life. You don't earn my stories. You don't get to know why I'm this way. Everybody's trials and tribulations brings them to who they are as a person. Some of it's good. Some of it's bad.
It's not.
At the end of life, natural life, as long as the good outweighs the bad, you did a good job. Right. As long as, you know, you have your kids and or you have grandkids or your adopts or your dog's happy, whatever. As long as the good outweighs the bad at the end, you're good. You're good to go. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
You still want a purple unicorn?
It's a joke. Every time I say, I want a fucking purple unicorn.
I want a purple unicorn.
See? I'm telling you, Dr. Ray, where's our purple unicorn?
I would love that. I actually just did a TikTok today. I just did a TikTok today about how I could tell that the new generation is just weak as hell, right? Because the new generation calls their junk like the guys. They call their junk glizzy, right?
Okay, that's a new one.
It's weird. Oh, this is my glizzy, you know, and they're pretty much talking about their dick, pretty much. Yeah. And I'm just sitting there like, okay, generations that came before you had different names, like the pocket rocket. Oh, Spicoli's coming in. Oh, I bet he has a shit ton of these.
Oh, yeah.
the Wang, the pocket rocket, the torpedo, Mount Everest.
Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Johnson, Wang, fucking purple-headed mushroom slinger. What's up, Spagoli? But they want to call theirs, they want to be like Glizzy. Glizzy is the name. That sounds like a My Little Pony character.
My Little Pony. Quit going to My Little Pony, man. That made me bust out laughing. Everybody's looking at me like a fucking moron.
Yeah, well.
What, man? Why did they call it? Where did they come up with these stupid fucking names?
I don't know, Glizzy. I don't know why they call it Glizzy. It's awkward to me. It sounds like something you would put next to sprinkles on top of a cupcake. Okay,
right.
That's how weak their generation is. Our generation was like, you know, fucking.
You know, it's your fucking hammer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just can't even picture, you know, being like all romantic stuff. So it's like, hey, man, can we bring out Glizzy? I'd have to start laughing. They like totally ruined the mood for me.
Take that Glizzy out.
The bed, OCL.
What?
I would hope that you would jump out of the bed if some guy said, "Let me show you Glizzy."
Let me show you my Glizzy.
Yeah, you're like, what? I don't think so. But Glizzy?
That's the terminology they use. That's the word. Like the whole generation of like younger Gen Z uses this. It's weird. It's very weird. McGlizzy.
No, it's wrong.
yeah. Whatever happened to like the beast that hangs east, the thunder from down under? You know what I mean? But yeah.
That's
Glizzy. Glizzy. Right.
Fuck.
It's very awkward.
I can't handle that. That was one. I had to call in.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I had to call in on Glizzy comment.
Yeah. He's got to go back to your Mexican beer. If you went to a Mexican restaurant and you're not having like a Dos Equis or Modelo, I'm going to be pissed off.
I had a few Coronas.
Okay, I guess that counts, kind of. Yeah, it works. Did you put the lime in it?
Yes.
There's a thing called a Corona Sunrise that I saw, and you drink the Corona down to the top of the label, or like right where the neck breaks to the shoulder of the bottle, you know?
Okay.
And then you pour about a shot. You pour a shot of tequila in there.
Whoa.
Some orange juice, some grenadine, and you throw a lime in there like normal, and it's called a Corona Sunrise. And apparently the Corona Sunrise is badass. I need to try it myself. I have never tried the Corona Sunrise, but I want to, so I will.
Can we go over the ingredients again?
Okay, you take a Corona or a Hispanic beer, Mexican beer, whatever. You drink it down to the label, the top of the label, like right where the bottle shoulders off.
Right, right.
And then you add like a shot of tequila, whatever tequila you want. You add some orange juice, some grenadine, and a lime.
I forgot the orange juice.
That's orange juice,
fucking
yeah.
Good, man.
Apparently it's badass. I haven't tried it yet, but I hear good things, so I'm probably going to try that eventually.
And the name of it again is?
Corona Rita. No, Corona Sunrise. Not Corona Rita. Corona Sunrise. Corona Ritas are those Mexican places where they take a Corona bottle and they turn it upside down in your deep-ass margarita. So as you're drinking your margarita, the Corona empties out into it. That's Corona Rita. The Corona Sunrise is what I just told you.
I'd like to try a Corona Sunrise. Doesn't that sound good, babe?
It does sound good.
Yeah, man.
I might have to do that.
You're going to drink one tonight.
There you go.
Cost to make you drink one, or Jake.
If you're still at the Mexican restaurant, they could probably make it for you.
Oh, no. I left.
Oh.
My wife, Concha, she is done with her doctor.
That was quick.
Somebody on TikTok asked me, do I play Genshin? I was like, what is Genshin? I like anime, but I don't know what Genshin is. That was good, though. All right, I'm going to close it out here, Chief.
All right.
Thank you for an awesome show, Mr. DeGray.
No, thank you. Dark Bear is going to be on in a little bit, I think. So.
I know. I love Dark Bear's show.
Y'all take
it. So informative.
All right, see you, Spicoli.
He's my hero.
Spicoli's your hero?
No, nice. Dark Bear.
Oh, Dark Bear's your hero? Awesome, awesome.
Spicoli's my Hank Hill.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. I could be your, I could be like your private pile.
I'm from military family. My father was a single parent. He was special forces. And
nice.
So I got raised like I was in the military. So it's all good.
Oh, good. Good. So you have no problem slapping anyone across the face, really?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Hey, that's not called slapping. It's behavior modification. Hello.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. You say that now, you're going to be cancel cultured. The woke will come after you. If the woke ever do come after you, just promise me not to cave. Don't apologize. Don't cave.
No, I'm not apologizing. Good. Are you kidding me? I don't apologize for nothing.
With all my social medias and the shit that I just spew out of my fucking mouth, like the shit that I said today, lots of people may get triggered and be like, I can't believe you said that about this.
I am not nowhere near politically correct, gender correct, or anything.
Right.
My disclosure, anything I say is my opinion only.
Right. Did anything that I said today, trigger you and make you feel upset or uncomfortable?
No.
Were you just pretty much nodding your head like, yep, what happened to this? Yep. And
it didn't hurt my little feelers.
Okay, good. Good.
No.
Because that's the last thing I want to do.
No, and if you hurt my feelers, trust me, I'll say, hey, you know what? You said this and it, made me feel, blah, blah, blah. Did you mean it like that?
Yeah, and I'd probably be like, I apologize, but get fucked. Because that's how it just
right.
That's just how life is. But no, I get it. I know. We're allowed to disagree too, You're allowed to
exactly.
believe something. Yeah, but nowadays there's always two sides. But now there's not two sides. It's one side. And if you go against that one side, you're wrong. And if that one side actually does the thing that they're trying to cancel you for, don't pay attention to that. If Democrats do the same thing that they're canceling you for, that doesn't matter. No. Only if
there's
the
no
Republicans,
accountability nowadays.
Only if the Republicans do it. If the Republicans do it, bad. If the conservatives do it, bad. Libertarians, bad. But if we do it, no, we're allowed to do that. We're allowed to do that. Yeah, Trump said, grab her by the pussy. Yeah, but Biden actually did it. But we're not going to talk about that. We don't want to talk about that.
Shh. Look, pretty over here.
All right, only I will let you go, but I will be back on eventually.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Bye. All right, delinquents. That's it for me. I am going to call it a day. I am finished. I am kaput. I wanted to say one final thank you. The whole reason I even did this freaking podcast today. One, I was due. And two, I have 10,000 downloads on Podbean. 10,000 downloads on Podbean. My shows are over an hour. Lots of times are over an hour. And it's been downloaded 10,000 times. You guys might be saying, well, there's other people out there. They got like 30,000 downloads. Well, they got 30,000 downloads. Their episodes are not as long as mine. And they do a show every fucking day. My show's weekly, and I'm at 10K. You know what? If I were to do a podcast every day, it'd be pretty good. I'd be able to reach 30K by the end of the year. But I have a life, and I'm essential, and I have to work, and I have responsibilities. I'm not retired. I wish I was. Maybe one day I'll be self-sufficient. But from Sarge to all of my delinquents in the delinquent army, I wanted to say thank you for my 10,000 downloads. I am humbled. And I'm not stopping, and I'm going to keep going, and I will see you guys next time. Love you. Bye.